This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Two tragedies to tell you about this morning involving the killings of many children. We'll begin in Thailand, where a former police officer opened fire at a child care center, then drove home and killed his wife and child before killing himself. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Regional police said the attacker took his own life shortly after the killing spree. According to local media, the gunman also used knives in the attack before fleeing the building. Reports are saying the gunman was a former police officer. I'm Karen Shamas.
He killed more than 30 people, most of them children, say authorities. Police say he'd been fired from the police force earlier this year because of drug-related offenses. Here in the U.S., a baby girl and her parents and uncle were found dead in a California orchard 2 days after being kidnapped. Merced County Sheriff Vern Warnke.
We've got information from the suspect. We're going to keep that close to our chest at this point, but that suspect has, in fact, been talking to us.
He says the family was kidnapped by a convicted robber who tried to kill himself a day after the kidnappings. Jesus Salgado is in critical condition, but has been talking to police, says Sheriff Warnke.
There's a special place in hell for this guy, and I mean it.
As Florida continues to try to recover from devastating Hurricane Ian, AP correspondent Stephen Smith saw hard-hit Pine Island for himself.
They are living in end times right now just because of lack of resources, lack of food, lack of cleanliness items, lack of water, lack of gas, lack of really anything that a normal society should have to function.
Utility workers are pushing to restore power, and crews are still searching for anyone who may be trapped by floodwaters in Florida. The storm killed at least 89 people in Florida. 5 people died in North Carolina. The winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature is French author Annie Ernaux. This is AP News. Dozens of clinics have stopped providing abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Donna Warder has this.
An analysis by the Guttmacher Institute found that ever since the U.S. Supreme Court left abortion rights up to the states, at least 66 clinics in 15 states have stopped providing abortions, with the number of clinics dropping from 79 to 13. The Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights, says nationally there were more than 800 abortion clinics in 2020. The new report does not include data on hospitals and physicians, but the Institute notes that clinics provide most of the U.S. abortions. I'm Donna Warder.
The Northeastern University School of Law in Massachusetts accidentally sent acceptance emails to thousands of applicants. It quickly sent a clarifying email. It's blaming a technical error for the glitch. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.